This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
What does Colgate mean by live life to the brightest? Could it be a rich glass of red sipped inside a Parisian cafe on a snowy night when my gaze is met by a tall, mysterious... I mean, brushing is directed with Colgate Optic White Pro Series Toothpaste gives you a visibly whiter smile in just 3 days, so you can live life to the brightest and finish that glass without worrying about teeth stains. Colgate Optic White. Find it at all major retailers.
Welcome back, Nashville fans. We are back here at AfterBuzz TV. We're talking about health scares, love triangles, and pancakes. Don't go anywhere.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Boom! Yeah! We're back! Woo-hoo! Welcome back, Nashville fans, Nashies. We are here doing Nashville After Buzz TV After Show. I'm your host, Marissa Serafini. JJ's not with us tonight, but don't worry, she'll be back. You can follow me everywhere at Serafini TV. Also, joining me, I have...
Hey, everybody, Violet. I'm so excited to be back. You can find me everywhere at Violet Kanyon and on my website, beautyinsideus.com.
Awesome. Nashville, we're doing Pick Yourself Up episode. We're coming back after this long hiatus.
I know.
I mean, the last time we did an after show was February. Can you believe it's already been like 3 months?
That's insane. It feels like a whole new season, but we're just continuing the last season.
I know. And unfortunately, I rewatched last episode, like right before we watched this one. So I double episode today. And I'm glad I did because so much happened within, you know, with the storylines. And I love how this episode just like picked itself back up. But before we get into it, of course, we're going to be talking about Will and his health scare. This Alana Avery Gunner love triangle. Oh my goodness. Deacon, Jesse, and Brad problems. Dick Brad is back. called him Dick Brad. He's back stirring up trouble. And of course, Maddie and Jonah and Twig. So a lot of love triangles going on. What were your quick thoughts, overall thoughts of this episode?
I thought it was a great episode. I think you're totally right. They picked it up right where they left off. I'm glad they didn't do like 5 months since, you know, and he's recovering and stuff. So I really, really like that. I think it's going to be a fantastic few weeks until the finale.
I know. Oh, can you believe God. It? We are on our last leg. There are 8 episodes left. We're getting to it, but we have this episode to talk about. Let's start with Will. So the last time we saw him, he killed over on the Chew live performance, and he was not looking good. But what were your thoughts of seeing him coming back? We find out he has heart problems. It could be endocarditis because of the darn steroids he's been taking.
I felt like before the break, they showed him using the steroids, and then they kind of like left it alone, and we were like, what's going on? You know, he's using it. They're not making a big deal out of it. So I know they're now, obviously, they're leading up to this.
Right.
But I thought it was crazy how he's handling it. I don't think he's handling it well. He's hiding a lot, trying to joke about everything. And I kind of understand that. I'm a little bit the same way. I joke when I'm kind of freaking out and going through something crazy. So... yeah, and then getting on the bike machine?
Cycling. What? He's on the bicycle there. I mean, and I spin. I'm a spinner. I love spinning. But when he's going clearly against his doctor's orders, you need bed rest, you need not to put stress on your heart, and cardio, doing something such as spinning, it's running, spinning, and rowing are like the top three exercises for cardio. And he has a heart condition now, and he's doing spinning. That's not smart. So we see Will's not taking it too well. Do you think he's going to continue going against?
I have a feeling it's going to get worse before it gets better. And he might... I know this was supposed to be a reality check, but it wasn't. And he's still doing what he's not supposed to do. So I think it's going to get a lot worse before hopefully it gets better. I hope not, but I think that's where it's leading.
Right. What were your thoughts of Scarlett actually giving him advice? It's like, if you can't do a lot of physical exertion, try writing.
I love that. I thought the other guys, Gunnar and Avery, were kind of doing their own thing. They were there for him, but they're kind of not so much in the scenes.
They're wrapped up in their own personal issues.
Yeah, definitely. That's for damn sure. But Scarlett, I thought, was really there for him. And I really, really liked that. And I love the advice she gave to write. And he's like, I'm not a writer. He's like, I go up there and shake my hips. But, hey, that song that he was playing at the end, that was awesome. So I loved it. The lyrics were so good.
So good. I love that, too, because Scarlett, that, you know, equestrian therapy that she's going mm-hmm. through is like really helping her, which in turn is she's helping others, and I like that. So in therapy in itself, worse, I think that was really surprising. We've seen Scarlett come a long way. I mean, she still has a long way to go, mm-hmm. but I thought this moment, because the guys weren't really there for Will emotionally, that Scarlett was the one to be there emotionally and help her help Will and be like, be a writer, take this time, actually hone in and on a different craft mm-hmm. of music, and I like that. And great writers, I'm sure they didn't start off great,
right?
It's like you have to put practice.
Yeah, definitely. I feel like Scarlett is always the one who's kind of taking care of everybody. She's always the one who's there for people emotionally and supporting them.
Right. Well, if you think about it, Rain is gone, and she was the more maternal character, and now she's gone. So yeah, I think Scarlett's the next one to take place. Mm-hmm. Now, obviously, Juliet's not a good maternal factor, and she wasn't even in this episode, so I think the most motherly character you can get next is mm-hmm. Scarlett. It makes sense that she would be that person.
I agree.
I liked it. Love the song.
Yeah.
We need that on iTunes. And speaking of iTunes, for all these seasons that we've been on Nashville, you fans are always amazing, always listening to us, tuning in on iTunes. Go to AfterBuzz TV Nashville After Show. Rate, comment, subscribe, tell a friend. We've been here for 6 seasons and we're still going to be here to the end. I've been here since day one. I believe you have too.
I think I may have come in the middle. Maybe in the middle. Something. Yeah. First season though. First season.
Yeah, first season. We've been here since the beginning here at AfterBuzz TV. So keep staying with us. Keep going to iTunes, rate, comment, subscribe, tell a friend. And yeah, I mean, we're in our last 8 episodes. Tell us how much you love the show.
Yep.
And what you're looking forward to for the next 8 episodes. A lot to still be had. All right, moving on to one of the first love triangles, Avery, Alana, and Gunnar. What is happening here? Okay, first of all, your thoughts on Alana and how she kept looking at Avery throughout this entire episode.
It's killing me. I don't like her.
You don't?
I don't. Oh, and okay, so I remember before the break, I was like hot and cold with her. I was like, I don't like her. And then she was super sweet. And she was like, I'm not here for you guys. I'm here for the music, blah, blah. And I was like, I love her. And I'm like, what is she doing? I don't like her. She's playing with Gunner's emotions. But that's a whole other, I have a whole other opinion about Gunner. But okay. I feel like she's like sleezing her way into Avery's heart.
Sleezing. That's an sleezing. Interesting term. Slithering, maybe?
Sleezing.
I've always liked Alana. Because we've seen her character just joining the band and how she was always more interested in the band's best interest. And yeah, she's just trying to start her own career. But even last episode, we saw her when Will got upset and because she was going to sing all the Lee songs on national television, she's like, no, give him a song. This is their band. So, like, she was always looking out for the well-being of the band. But it's interesting how she clearly was losing interest in Gunnar so fast and going more towards Avery. That was a quick switch.
Yeah.
And we saw a little bit of it last episode where she was talking. She had that deep, heartfelt conversation with Avery on the bus tour. Mm-hmm. But now it's like, I feel that Alana's having the emotional relationship with Avery. They're both lonely right now.
They are, but I feel like the whole staying the night thing was a big thing in this episode, and she didn't stay with Gunnar, and he kept, like, begging her to. And then she went and spent the night, although not, you know, in the way Gunnar would have wanted. But she spent the night with Avery and stayed over and left in the morning. So I felt like, I don't know, it was kind of a slap in the face.
A little bit. Did you actually think that Alana was going to sleep with Avery in this episode?
I thought she wanted to. I think she went there to do that. And I feel like she's using the emotional thing to get close to Avery and be what Juliet never was for Avery.
Emotional. Yeah, I definitely think she's trying to build that emotional relationship because Avery right now, he's vulnerable, he's alone, he doesn't have Juliet, so, and I feel like Alana's lonely too. I mean, yeah, she's been using Gunnar, but I feel like Alana and Gunnar connect on a physical level, but Alana and Avery connect on an emotional level, and it really just depends on what she wants right now.
I don't know if he's genuine.
Genuine, like the relationship genuine?
Like, I don't think her intentions of, like, being there for him just to support him were genuine. Okay. I think she was there because she's liking him. He's mysterious. He's not as, you know, he's not pitiful like Gunnar.
Right.
So I think she's liking that, and she might like the chase a little bit.
Yeah. She might like the chase, but honestly, I can't, I don't hate it. Because I do like Alana.
Team Juliet
I
and like, Avery forever.
I know. I love Juliet, too. But Juliet is crazy.
I know.
I mean, we don't even know what's up with Juliet right now.
True.
What were your thoughts of that reporter reporting, quote-unquote, on Juliet not part of a cult? We were saying in her therapy, quote-unquote, that Juliet's going through is definitely a cult.
100% a cult. Like, I think it was red flags, like, every single time somebody opened their mouth. But I thought that photo that they posted, I was like, who took that picture? Interesting. Who did that? That was pretty messed up. And I think we've seen from previews before the end and kind of in between the break that Juliet is trying to get out and they're not letting her. So I'm really excited to see how that goes throughout the season.
Yeah. I mean, and Juliet, we know Hayden Panettiere is back, but she's not back for all the episodes. This is, I mean, it's the first episode back after a long hiatus. I was kind of surprised that we didn't pick up on Juliet either.
You know what's funny? I didn't really miss her.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love her, and I wish she was in the episode because her scenes are so, so good. But I wasn't like, oh my God, where's Juliet the whole time, you know? I thought the storylines were so good on their own that it wasn't a huge missing spot.
I completely agree because all the other storylines still progressed forward. And even though she was missing, it's not like we were missing anything either. I'm just trying to think, with all the major storylines we had in this episode, where would Juliet even fit?
Right.
Honestly.
I like seeing Avery's side of it this whole episode.
More. Yeah. Yeah. But we needed, as terrible as this may sound, so don't get me wrong, we needed Juliet out of the picture so the whole Alana triangle could happen.
Yeah.
So there's a reason. It's usually one's gone, another one comes in. So I don't know. This triangle, Gunnar's not taking it
Gunnar!
Too well.
He's too much.
So pissy.
He's so bad. He's like the stereotypical female in a relationship. And I say stereotypical because not all females are like that.
Brooding.
But, you know, how they portray them. So it, not a good look, Gunnar.
And even the previews, I mean, we'll get into predictions, but the previews for next week did not look good with Gunnar either. He's not taking this too well. So I don't know. So a lot more drama there. Yeah. Let's get into some more drama. Deacon and Jesse. I mean, we love them together, but of course, it can't be perfect right off the bat. Dick Brad is back. I mean, he never
Dick
really
Brad.
Left. Dick Brad. That's our favorite nickname for him because he's such a jerk.
He is.
And okay, so what are your thoughts of Brad now taking the son into boarding school, but now
he's
serving Jesse with papers?
He is such a sleazebag. I hate how Jesse kind of grovels to him, and I don't know if she was doing that to kind of play that role or if he really has that power over her. But I think later in the episode when her and Deacon were having that conversation in her living room, she was like, he has this power over me. But I felt like it was so weak and I don't like to see her that weak. Yeah. I wish she stood up to him. I wish she was stronger about it. I know it's about her son, so it's a weak spot. But geez, he's... And then the lawyer asks, is he abusive? hello, emotionally. Okay, maybe not physically.
Definitely
yet.
Emotionally.
Emotionally, verbally, everything else except physically. And that's a huge thing in court if you take that to court. And she's just like, no. And leaves it at that.
But, like, hello. Watch the last episode when the father stormed the bedroom of the son. He was about to pick him up and, like, toss him around like a rag doll. Be like, you're getting in the car. You're going to boarding school. So, yeah, maybe not physically put a hand on the son, but honestly, emotionally is just as bad.
He's extremely abusive, and that's what she should have said, and I didn't like that she didn't. I do hope she gets stronger, and I think we saw in the preview that it's not possibly going to happen, but we'll save that for predictions. I'm not happy about the situation.
No, I don't think anybody would be. What are your thoughts of now using Deacon's alcoholic past against Jesse in the court of law?
I mean, I see why, you know, it's such an obvious thing. Mm-hmm. Deacon literally gave Dick Brad an easy opening to be like, here, take the child. Like, I'm around, you know, and for them to break up, I think any mother in real life would have probably been like, hey, bye, like, no man is worth losing your child over, right?
No.
So I don't know why that was such, I don't know. They love each other and they're so cute together.
They are great together. And I just hate how Dick Brad keeps using Deacon against Jesse. Yeah. And there was one line, and he's very condescending towards her too. And as I'm going over, but it's like, when Dick is Dick Pratt. He is just like so ingrained in my brain. It's like, I'd hope that you learn to pick better men now. I was like, she picked you.
Right? And
first
I think,
of all.
And he smirked at the end of that. So I was like, okay, he knows that he was the number one mistake.
Right.
Deacon, you know, based on paper, he's a mistake.
Pick him
he
better
is.
By now. That's what he
but,
said.
Oh, come on.
Oh, I would have slapped him.
He would have been so gone.
I mean, that just saying it that way and the way he delivered it, I'm like, are you kidding me? No sane judge would allow a child to go into your custody either because you're such a jerk.
And they said there's no witnesses, but there has to be someone out there
the
who
son.
Has a witness. Yes!
What if the son testified?
Oh my gosh, and they talked about that in the preview for next week. Mm-hmm. So, and then Jesse cries about it and, oh, do it. And the son hates his dad, so
clearly.
But then he can still threaten him and that's a lose-lose situation.
It's not looking good right now, to the point where Deacon wants to actually call it off, quote unquote, even though we know they're not technically off. But it has to look like their relationship is off just so she can get full custody.
Mm-hmm.
Or at least the judge can agree that she doesn't have any violent men in her life. That's sad. You can't. Oh, no. Don't mess up the relationship.
Yeah. I mean, they can pretend for like 6 months if they really love each other and then come back. But I mean, is that too realistic?
Yeah, but we know they're not going to stay apart
long.
I mean, they couldn't even stay one day away from each other. So we know Jesse's going to have to find another way to get her son for full custody.
I do want to say, though, Jeffrey Nordling, who plays Dick Brad, is such a nice guy. And I had the pleasure of interviewing him, and I told him, I was like, you make it so easy to hate you. And he said, what? Brad is such a nice guy.
Not really.
So just putting it out there, great actor.
Yeah, and a great guy.
Yeah, and a great guy, absolutely.
And when we say Dick Brad, of course we can't.
Oh, it's the character.
It's totally
he's
a character.
He's that good.
Yes, no, he's great to hate. Like, we love to hate him. He's that bad.
There you go.
I do have a prediction, so I'll save that. All right, so anything else about Jesse, Deacon, other than they're still together?
Yeah.
It's going to be good.
No, I think we covered it.
The alcohol situation with Deacon and his past does kind of go into Maddie.
Yes.
We see Maddie partying with Jonah, underage drinking, problems, millennials, problems. And millennials. Okay, your thoughts of Jonah, just in this episode.
Okay.
Yeah, go.
I loved him before.
Mm-hmm. And now?
And now I hate him.
Mm.
Who was Mia texting him?
Right.
Who is Mia? Oh my gosh.
Side chick.
Yeah. I thought his birthday party was awesome. The Predator. Ice. That was so cool. Such a cool way to celebrate your birthday and not like party like a rock star. Kind of do something really, really fun. But like you said, his birthday is a week long, so he had to go get trashed. And I don't know if Maddie was telling the truth that she had one drink. Was it spiked? Was it not? Did she have one drink?
She had a shot. She had at least one shot that we saw.
She did. I don't know. I don't... he's so bad for her.
Yeah.
But I kind of like the friend.
Yeah, Twig. I mean, I always say he always had a weird name. But the friend, very emotional. Of course, always there for Maddie when Joan is not, when he's supposed to be.
Right.
Your thoughts, so where do you think these two will go? Are they going to end up together?
I feel like... is his name Twig?
Yes. It's weird.
All right. So I think Twig is too loyal to Jonah, and he's not going to cross that line. And I think he's going to have Jonah's back and cover for him as much as he can. I hope he sees the light and doesn't, and Maddie goes for him, but I don't see that happening.
Yeah. I would love for Twig to actually, like, come clean to Maddie, be like, hey, Jonah's not really being loyal. He's actually out with another girl named Mia.
Mia.
Do we even know get Mia? Mia?
No. It's just she's not the same girl who did the video.
Maybe. Oh, yeah, I'm trying to, like, literally, Nashville fans, let us know. I'm trying to, as I recall, it's been 4 months since we last been back. Mia, I feel, is that girl, that video artist song. Who did, was, like, directly towards.
Oh, God. Oh,
calling out Jonah. Maddie.
It could have been nothing. He could have gone, you know, to, like, handle it and be like, leave me alone.
Or, no, but you know. He motioned to his friends, like, it's Mia. I gotta answer this. Like, no, don't. Yeah. Call. Like, you don't call. Just end the call.
I hope, because he's been so good leading up to this, I hope that the directors and the writers and everybody are just tricking us. And that he's going to be good again. Because I like him.
I think this is the beginning of the end of the Jonah-Maddie relationship, honestly. Because we clearly... Maddie's only doing things because Jonah wants to.
Yeah.
It's never really what she wants to. It's only because he has the money, he has the status, he has the parties. She's just tagging along.
Right, that's true.
She doesn't need him.
And honestly. Deacon mentioned, have you been writing... and she really hasn't.
She's getting away from music. She's partying too much.
Yeah. Bye. Bye, Jonah.
Bye, Jonah. We don't need you.
We don't need you.
Maddie doesn't need you either.
Bye.
And honestly, Jonah doesn't need Maddie.
He doesn't.
He doesn't. I mean, he has everything. He has fame, fortune, girls.
Mm-hmm.
Mia. Like, he, as terrible as that sounds, too, he doesn't need Maddie. No. So I'm actually okay with them parting ways. We don't need this. I was worried for a second when Maddie had her hand on her stomach. I was like, she can't be pregnant.
No, I was like, it's a hangover. It has to be a hangover. No, we don't need that this season, please. No.
She's only 18.
She's 18. She's a baby. She's an adult, but she's a baby.
But she's still a baby. Let's beat teen pregnancy, please.
Yeah,
and we don't need another pregnancy on the show.
Nope.
I'm glad they didn't go there. But what were your thoughts of Deacon actually talking to Maddie about alcoholism?
You know what? Watching the episode, and even though it had just, I think the scene about Deacon's past had just happened with a lawyer, I didn't even put two and two together. I didn't even think, you know, it's genetics. Mm-hmm. She could have it. She could be an alcoholic. And I thought having that conversation with her was really real. I loved how he did it. He wasn't going crazy on her like I think old Deacon may have.
Right.
And I thought she handled it really well, too, because she saw where he was coming from. I thought it was a really sweet, sweet moment.
Yeah, I thought it was very well done. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of actual families who are watching this as just general fans and audience watching this episode, it's like, that's exactly how you learn how to speak to your children about alcoholism. I think they executed it very well. Realistic.
He didn't say, don't ever drink again, because he knows she is.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's so going to happen again.
Teenagers, I mean.
Right, and you're not supposed to, but she's 18, she's partying, she's with Jonah and his crew.
Right.
And they have everything available to them. So he was looking at it very realistically and saying, you know, just be careful.
Right. Now, I'm glad that he had that realization is going to happen again because she's, honestly, Maddie has been exposed to a lot more adult situations in life before a lot of other kids her age. So, I mean, with her mother, with her father, public eye, even with Clayton, that her last relationship, she's been exposed to a lot of worldly things, way more. So I feel like she's matured. Mm-hmm. She's had to mature faster.
Definitely.
In that way. So drinking, it's a big deal, but it's also a situation where she can control.
Yeah, hopefully.
Yes, hopefully. But, I mean, she wanted to move out. Did you think she was actually going to move out?
I don't know. I thought she was going to go live with Scarlett and then realize how much she loves being at home. Mm-hmm. So I thought she would leave and stay with Scarlett, and I thought that would be some cute scenes there. But I really like that she's not going. And I did get a little emotional. I thought it was really sweet, and I love that Daphne was so heartbroken about her leaving. Right. And I was like, you're really going to leave your sister, which is Deacon? I mean, Deacon is awesome, but she doesn't have her mom there. Like, she's all the female she has. So I thought that was, I think she did the right thing.
That's exactly what I was thinking. Mm-hmm. I was like, wow, last season we wouldn't have gotten these two sisters together. They were at each other's throats. But I love their sister relationship in this, because I had the exact same thought. I was like, if Maddie leaves, she's the only girl in the house. Yeah. She doesn't have another woman to look towards to. I mean, yeah, she might have Scarlett here and there, but I was like, to be alone with your father, which is fine, I guess. On paper, it looks nice, but she doesn't have another female support system.
And she's in that awkward age where it's growing pains and boys and everything. So she needs Maddie there.
Yeah, like 14 is a horrible age.
Oh my God.
Like 13, I blocked she's it like out 13, of my memory. Yeah, she's 13, 14. It's a terrible age for
it
everyone.
It really is.
So I can understand. Daphne is just lonely.
Yeah.
But, I mean, we didn't really touch upon it in this episode, but we still had Deacon's support of her being on that television show.
Yes, I love that.
So, hopefully we'll get more of that.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
Upcoming
for sure.
Episodes. Anything else about this episode? Things we may have missed? Things you loved?
So when Alana asked Avery what it was about Juliet, the only thing I could think of was love.
Mm.
I thought they didn't really touch on that, but
what do you think of Gunnar's response when she was talking to Alana and like cuddling and all that? Like,
Gunnar needs to stop.
Yeah.
He needs to, like,
he's trying
he
too
needs
hard.
To look up in the Urban Dictionary what no strings attached means, because I don't think this boy understands.
No, he doesn't.
That was, yeah, no, he needs to stop.
But I did also love when Alana did leave Gunnar to go be with Avery on that lullaby that Avery did.
God,
saying
so
to Cadence, oh, that was sweet.
That was sweet.
Also, a very heartbreaking moment when Avery was talking to Cadence. It's like, it's just me right now. Juliet's not there. I'm like, oh.
Has Juliet ever been there for her child? I mean, we got like a snippet of it when she had the cast on her leg and she had to stay home. But come on, I think Juliet's the furthest thing from a mother there really is.
I know. Juliet loves to drop her quote-unquote family whenever it pleases her.
Yeah.
And whenever it's convenient to her. Which is really unfortunate.
It really is.
Because that speaks more about Juliet than the actual family. Because there's nothing wrong with Avery and Cadence. It's Juliet who keeps leaving the family. It's really sad. And we also saw in the last episode, Avery dropped, like, took off his ring, but we see in this episode, he talking to Lon, is like, I'm done.
Yeah.
Done, that ship has sailed.
I don't think it's done.
No,
I don't think it's done. I think Juliet is gonna need him, and he's gonna be there for her.
Okay.
Yep. One thing we didn't talk about, Zach is back.
Oh, right!
Yes!
Thank you. You are so happy about
this. I love him. I think he is a wonderful person. I think he's misunderstood. And I think he has nothing to gain from being back except Will's love. He maybe wants him back, but he has nothing else to gain by coming back and checking up on Will.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was so sweet. I really, really like him, and I want him to be in the episodes throughout the season.
Okay. I'm glad you remember that, because I did not like Zach, and that's how much my mind discounted him, because I was like, yeah, whatever, Zach is back. I did like the fact that he did check up on Will.
Yeah.
That was sweet. Yeah, but this time it actually seemed more genuine. Like, I'm sorry, I made mistakes. Hey, he's, like, coming back in a way, redeeming himself, yeah. but also just making amends with Will.
True.
That could also go into predictions. Also, like I'm, like, writing all my predictions right now as we think about it. But overall, great episode to come back mm-hmm. to after a long hiatus. So a lot of fun things did happen over our break. So yes. let's get to some news, shall we?
AfterBuzz TV News.
Yes. So for you country fans, I'm sure you're well aware the CMT Awards were, as we put a date on this particular after show, were last night.
Yay!
They were fun. Great. We had Lennon and Maisie. They and Stella, they were there. They presented, along with Caitlin Doubleday, they presented an award. They look great on the red carpet. Oh my god,
Caitlin is so gorgeous.
Yes. So if you guys are tuning into iTunes, I definitely suggest you hop over to our YouTube where we're showing fun pictures of these lovely, beautiful people that were at the awards last night. They looked great. And it was just so fun to see them and they're, you know, being interviewed. And they've come a long way. They've made their appearances, like, every year since the show.
I love it.
They're really putting, like, their stamp in the country music world. So mm-hmm. good for them. They're so young.
I know.
I was like, they're going to have an amazing career after
this show.
Oh, gosh.
I really, really hope so because they're too good not to.
Yeah, and Claire Bowen was also there on the red carpet. So, you know, the
country recently got married.
Yeah.
Yay.
Congratulations, girl. A lot of people getting married. So, and like, yeah, a lot of things are happening with this cast. You know, their life still moves on after this show. It does eventually move on. And then, of course, so they had, you know, a good time at the CMT Awards. And then also, Charles Esten, he's been a busy guy. He was also with Brad Paisley and Kimberly Williams Paisley. We know them. Kimberly's been on
former
the show.
Former Nashville cast.
Yes, big in the country music. Yeah, they were just had a charity event for Alzheimer's, awesome. Which raised so much money. So good for them. And then also Charles Esten is on a tour, the CMA Fest tour that actually starts today, June 7th, 2018. And he's going to be touring for the next few days. In Nashville doing a bunch of performances and kicking off this EMA. That's a good for Charles.
Yes.
Look at that.
Love it.
Great guy. And there's also a fun interview that he and Claire Bowen talked about in Variety. They interviewed him those two just recently, talking about the, you know, the ending of Nashville and some good things that they had to say. Claire Bowen says that Nashville fans would get closure for Gunnar and Scarlett by the series finale. She teased that it won't be what everyone expects.
Ooh,
so what could that possibly
mean?
Quote unquote, what everyone expects. So they could throw us off there. And then also Deacon. You know, Deacon Claiborne, just the storyline that Gideon Claiborne, Deacon's father, is going to come into the series in Nashville.
Whoa.
So we're going to see the father,
his roots.
Gideon Claiborne, played by Ronnie Cox. So Deacon's father is going to come in. And apparently that storyline is going to cover the whole alcoholism. So Ooh. We're getting deep with Deacon. I think it might finally be rounding out this alcoholism, move
yes.
past it.
I hope so.
I hope so, too.
I hope so.
And, yeah, he had a lot of good to say that, so things to look forward to, and Claire Bowen's like this. She said the best part of Scarlett is maybe helping people find the words to voice things that have frightened them for the longest time, and suddenly they're able to confront them because of this Aww. Fragile little person on television. She responded to the fans of how inspirational Scarlett has been to people, and I really liked it. Scarlett has come a long way.
She really has. Definitely.
So, good for them. Go check out that interview, Charles Esten and Claire Bowen on Variety. All right, let's get to it. Predictions.
And now, you're after Buzz TV. Predictions.
So many. We have 8 episodes left. What do you think is going to go down?
Okay, so since you mentioned, I had like all these other predictions, but I'm throwing them all out the window. Since you mentioned that Deacon's dad is going to come into the picture and they're probably going to talk about the alcoholism, I mm-hmm. think that Maddie might spiral and she might get really deep into it.
Ooh.
And that maybe this is Deacon's way of showing her that, you know, it's in their genes and she needs to get help before it gets worse.
Yeah. And she's young, too.
And she's so young.
Stop it before it gets worse.
Yes.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Is that the only one for now?
That's all I got.
Okay. I have a few. So for Will, I think his health is going to decline. I still do think, as terrible as it's going to sound, I still think Will might die.
No. He might. No. No more deaths.
At the rate he's going, he's clearly going against his doctor's orders of bed rest and he's exercising. He wants to perform. We get that. But also, he's not willing to take a break on his body, and if he keeps going that, he is gonna kill himself just because of health.
Yeah, I mean, realistically, you're like, right.
Get over your ego, man.
Yeah,
sorry, just get over your ego. And also for the whole custody battle for the son, I think Jake might testify.
But do you think that's gonna be somehow come back and they say bite him in the butt with his dad?
Maybe
he's a powerful man.
Yeah, his powerful in what way? In like
money and
money,
you know, in the industry.
Verbal abuse,
right?
Maybe, and he has status in the industry. I get that, but also if it's for the child's well being, I think that the child should have a say in it. So,
oh, absolutely,
it'd be nice to see Jake actually testify against his father, because we saw Jake doesn't want to be with his father. He'd rather be with his mom.
Or he might say he's going to testify, get on the stand, and the dad gets to him before. And he changes his story.
Ooh.
Seen it too many times.
Too many times. I don't know. And I think Maddie and Jonah are definitely going to break up. It might get worse there, too. I don't think she's going to be pregnant. And I think she's just going to be hungover a lot. So
a
that's it. More alcoholism. I can see that from Maddie. But, yeah, I mean, we have a few more episodes left. What can we possibly get to? Juliet, when she comes back.
That girl better get her
She's
got to
leave the
cult. I mean, really.
She's got to leave the cult. She's got to leave Bolivia.
Yeah.
She's still there.
Yeah. I mean, like the country industry.
The most random country to be in.
It's like she's one of the biggest stars, and she's stuck in Bolivia. And nobody can do anything.
Not knocking Bolivia. I'm sure it's a great country.
Oh,
but
no,
what the heck is she
cult.
Doing there? I mean, so Julia just has to come back because she is a main character.
Right.
And we haven't seen her in real time, 4 months. Mm-hmm. So come on, Julia, come back to the show.
We need you.
We just need your craziness for more drama. That's it.
For our own entertainment, our own selfish reasons.
Exactly. But great things to look forward to. Thank you so much, everyone, for tuning in, as always. Violet, where can we follow you?
You can follow me everywhere at Violet Conning and on my website, beautyinsideus.com.
Awesome, and you can follow me everywhere at Serafini TV. You can follow all of us here, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all those fun social media platforms at AfterBuzz TV. Keep rating, keep commenting, keep subscribing. We have a few more episodes left, and we will see you next time.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz y'all later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.